10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win. Pitcher Dipsy Doo, genius fastball pop right in.
This is it!
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz.
Competition. 6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, time on the
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. Something that does it, I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye Joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
With two games remaining in the 2022 season, the Rough Riders can sit back and relax as they have clinched their postseason spot for the first time since 2014. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Harvest Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along as the Rough Riders get set to finish off this season with today's and tomorrow's games against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Rough Riders last night clinched the postseason with a victory. 11-6 was the final score over Northwest Arkansas, and we'll take you through that game. The Rough Riders left little doubt early on in the ball game as they scored a run in the first inning with an RBI double from Justin Foscue. Then after a Tyler Gentry RBI double in the bottom half of the first inning to tie the game at 1-1, the Rough Riders exploded. Five runs in the second inning, a two-run home run from Kellen Strom, RBI single Evan Carter, and then another two-run homer, this one from Justin Foscue, made it 6-1, and the Rough Riders really didn't look back after that. Northwest Arkansas with a two-run home run from John Rave in the fifth inning, and then the Rough Riders answered by volleying for five runs again in that sixth inning. Five runs came across on a two-run single from Jonathan Ornelas and an Evan Carter RBI double, followed by a Justin Foscue sacrifice fly, and two batters later, Thomas Sejasi with an RBI single of his own. The Rough Riders at that point led 11-3. Northwest Arkansas put up a couple runs on a two-run single from Sulu Matias in the seventh and a harmless RBI single by Gavin Stupinski in the ninth inning, before Angelo Castellano flew out to center field on the first pitch he saw from Nick Starr, and the Rough Riders clinched that playoff spot for the first time since 2014. So what does that mean? It means that the Rough Riders will take on the San Antonio Missions in the first game of the championship, or the division championship series. And that one will be on Tuesday at 6:35 at Riders Field. So we're excited to host the first game of the series. And then after that, the Rough Riders will go on the road, and they will take on the Missions on the road in San Antonio for at least one game on Thursday, and then, if necessary, on Friday as well. After that, on to the championship series. If the Rough Riders do advance, they will take on the winner of Tulsa and Wichita in their division championship series. And it should be a very good postseason here in the Texas League, as we have some really good teams playing some good baseball right now, and the Rough Riders are certainly a big part of that. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the history of this 2022 Frisco Rough Riders team. They've had some individual and some team performances that will stick in the record books through the ages. We'll go through them when we come back. Rough Riders getting set to take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's coming up at 6:05 on this beautiful Saturday in Northwest Arkansas. We'll be back after this. Continue our pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Thank you.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to RVS Ballpark pregame before the Rough Riders and Naturals meet for game 5 of 6 here in Northwest Arkansas. As you can hear, there's a band on the field, a full marching band, and they're having some fun here pregame in Springdale. The Rough Riders are finishing off the season tomorrow, so today is the penultimate game here in the 2022 season. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Let's take a look at some of the records we're going to be looking at here in these next two games. The number one record has to be an individual record, and that's Jonathan Ornelas, who has just had a wonderful season this year. It has been so much fun to watch him grow as just a 21-year-old when he joined the Rough Riders, and he's been a stalwart in the top of the order during the second half of the season especially. And he has a chance with these two games left, three hits away from tying the single season franchise record for hits in a year. 157 is the mark that he's looking at. Joaquin Arias had it in 2005. He had 315 that year with 157 hits. Ornelas hitting 299 currently with 154 hits. If Ornelas were to get the record, he would most likely hit over 300, considering he'd have to get three or four hits to break the record over the next two games. If he does that, he will become the first player since 2014 to hit 300 over a full season with Frisco, and just the seventh player in franchise history to reach that 300 mark over an entire year. So a lot of fun things on the line for Jonathan Ornelas. He'll be hitting third in the lineup today, and we are certainly looking forward to see what he can do in today's ball game and tomorrow as well. As for the overall single season marks for a lot of different things, the Rough Riders are in pretty good shape. They are second in home runs and 10 off the overall mark in 2007 for the franchise record. They are currently on pace to set the franchise record in team batting average. The previous record was 277. They are just off of that at 276. So they are just off of that single season average mark. But a chance with a couple good performances over the next couple days to make things interesting when it comes to that record. And then in addition to that, they have set the franchise record for most runs in a single season, currently by 10 over the previous franchise record of 2008. So a truly historic offense for the Rough Riders. It has been just incredible to see how this team has been able to come together and be a really good offense given how many moving parts they've had over the course of the season, especially in the last two months or so when you get a lot of guys going up and a lot of guys coming up from high A, and this lineup looks completely different and they just keep on clicking along. Two of those guys who have done that nearly to perfection, Evan Carter and Thomas Ajayi in this series, are a combined 11 for 26. That's a .423 average in their seven combined games. Not only that, but they have five extra base hits, nine RBIs, and seven runs scored. They've been a big reason why the Rough Riders have tied the first four games of this series at two games apiece with Northwest Arkansas. We're going to take our final break on the pregame show, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the starting pitching matchup and our starting lineups for today's ball game. It's the Rough Riders and the Naturals. It should be another fun one here in the fifth game of this six-game series, the second-to-last game in the regular season in 2022. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Saturday in Springdale. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Happy to have you at Arvest Ballpark, getting you set for the Rough Riders and Naturals, part 5 of 6. Into the starting lineups for both teams. We start with the Frisco Rough Riders. It's Luis Angel Acuna who leads things off for Frisco at shortstop. Evan Carter is the center fielder, hitting second, and Jonathan Ornelas is at third base, hitting third. Aaron Zavala in right field, cleaning things up. Thomas Ejasi at second base, hitting fifth, and Trevor Hover is the left fielder in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, it's David Garcia, the catcher, Josh Stowers at DH, and Franer Chavez at first. Once again, for the Riders, it's Acuna, Carter, Ornelas, Zavala, Sejasi, and Hover, Garcia, Stowers, and Chavez, the starting nine. On the other side, for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Diego Hernandez leads things off. He's in right field, and Tyler Gentry hits second and left, and John Rave is the center fielder in the three spot. Robbie Glendinning cleans it up at first base. Jason Guzman is the shortstop, hitting fifth, and Sully Matias is the DH in the sixth spot. Morgan McCullough at third hits seventh. Tyler Cropley, the catcher, hits eighth, and Angelo Castellano is the second baseman in the ninth spot. Ricky Benasco gets the start for the Rough Riders against Anthony Veneziano out of New Jersey. He's out of the dugout right now, and he's ready to take the mound. We have national anthem time at Arvest Ballpark. Game 5 of 6, first pitch in the play-by-play is coming up next. Happy you're with us on this Saturday evening on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him!
Ornelas on his way home and he scores.
Two and one.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
Fresh off a playoff clinching victory, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action as they are set to take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And the first pitch on the way to Luis Angel Acuna is swung on and missed. And we are officially underway at 6:06 in the p.m. Hi, everyone. Happy to have you. Zach Bigley with you on this Sunday evening. As here's the wind back in the 0-1. It's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Just a beautiful day for baseball. 88 degrees and sunshine up above. 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Anthony Veneziano, the left-hander, deals home. Swing and a miss by Acuna for strike three. So three pitches, and he sits him down, one away. That brings Evan Carter to the plate. Well, the Rough Riders last night clinching the postseason for the first time since 2014. An 11-6 victory over these Naturals. Had put them two games up on Amarillo. Here's the stretch, and Veneziano deals home lefty-lefty. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. And even though there are two games left, and the Rough Riders and Amarillo tie, Rough Riders still have the head-to-head over them. 1-0. Ripping a miss from Carter, and it's 1-1. And so Frisco has the tiebreaker. And they'll be heading to the playoffs no matter what happens in these next two games for anybody in the Texas League. In fact, the entire playoffs are now set. 1-1. Carter, a swing and a miss and a good breaking ball away from Veneziano, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders will take on the San Antonio Missions in the first round. And then it'll be Tulsa and Wichita in the north. 1-2. Low and outside, misses. And it's two balls and two strikes. Anthony Veneziano, who's been with Northwest Arkansas all season, out of Coastal Carolina University, out on the mound, the 25-year-old. 2-2 pitch, outside to Carter, and it's three balls and two strikes. Veneziano, 6'5", 205 pounder, and this year, 5-9 with a 5.74 ERA. 3-2, just outside, didn't miss by much. Ball four, and it's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders to bring up Jonathan Ornelas. Over the next two games, we will keep a very close eye on Jonathan Ornelas. He is just three hits away from tying the franchise record for most hits in a single season, four hits away from breaking it, Joaquin Arias back in 2005. Left-hander on the mound, right-hander at the plate in the pitch. Low of the zone, it's one ball and no strikes. 154 hits this year for Ornelas, hitting .299, 14 homers, and 63 runs batted in. For the most part, he's occupied the leadoff spot in the Rough Riders' order this year. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. So we are on record watch in these last two games, and that's mostly what we'll be focusing on. We'll be reminiscing a little bit and talking about the playoffs, of course. Nothing else to play for. 1-1. Just down low and inside, it's two balls and one strike. Ornelas has been a mainstay in the Rough Riders' order, and he's also been a big part of the Rough Riders defensively and in the clubhouse. He's played a lot of different positions. 2-1. In the air down the right field line, in towards the corner. Hernandez chasing after it, and it's foul. 2-2. Ornelas has played third, short, second, and center field. Member of the opening day lineup for the Rough Riders. And he has been in the top of the order pretty much ever since. Stands back in from the right side against Veneziano, looking in for his sign. He's got it. And the 2-2. Chopper, weakly hit right side. First baseman Glendinning has it, takes it to the bag himself, and retires Ornelas. Carter down to second on the play, two outs in the first. Here's Aaron Zavala. If you look at the Rough Riders opening day lineup, funny enough, Ornelas hit eighth in that lineup. It's just crazy to look back and think, man, Ornelas was hitting eighth when he's been in the top of the lineup the entire year. Tough left on left. First pitch to Zavala. High and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's been a tough season for Zavala. Tough series, I should say. 1-16 in the series. It hasn't been a tough season. It's been a great season for him. Hitting just under .290 on the year between high A and double A. The 1-0. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1. This is the University of Oregon product's first full season in the minor leagues. Second round selection in 2021. Left-hander stretches in the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders got on the scoreboard first yesterday with a Justin Foscue RBI double. Foscue not in the lineup today. Trying to draw first blood again here in the first with two outs. Veneziano ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the slider away. His second strikeout of the inning, and he retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on base. Bottom one coming up. Rough Riders held scoreless in Northwest Arkansas. We'll face Ricky Venasco when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Where's the love? Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first. Let's go to the bottom of the first. Ricky Benasco starting for Frisco, making his second start in a Rough Riders uniform. He'll face Diego Hernandez to start things off. And here's the wind back in the offering home. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Diego Hernandez, Tyler Gentry, John Rave, the top third of the order for Northwest Arkansas in this scoreless first inning. Benasco deals. It's high and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Benasco in that first start last week. 3 1/3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits. Struck out 5 and walked 2. The pitch, rip and a miss, and a high outside offering on the fastball. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Benasco the 2-1. Sprayed in the air down the left field line and hooking foul. 2-2. Benasco wears number 20 in a Rough Riders uniform. He's the 17th best prospect in the org. The pitch in the air left side and foul again. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Coming off Tommy John surgery, pitching in his first full season since he went under the knife. Started the year with High A Hickory, making 21 starts, a 4.48 ERA. Takes a deep breath, winds in the 2-2. Line foul again, left side. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. He threw very well in his last 6 starts in High A, though. Over that stretch from July 30th until he was promoted in early September. 2.30 ERA in 6 starts. Ton of strikeouts, too. 38 strikeouts over 27 and a third innings. He has his sign from his catcher, Garcia. Rocks back into his wind in the 2-2. In the air, out to left center field and hit fairly well. Hover going back at the warning track, and he makes the catch. One out in the first inning for Tyler Gentry. Benasco allowed 1 home run in that Double-A debut against Tulsa last week. He's allowed 13 this year. He winds back and deals to Gentry. First pitch misses inside, 1 ball, no strikes. That hasn't necessarily been a huge problem for him this year. Just for an example, Anthony Veneziano, the starter for Northwest Arkansas, has allowed 24 this year, the pitch. Inside, it's 2 balls and no strikes, but here at this level, at the Double-A level, it can get a little bit different. 2-0 start to Gentry. The offering. Clips the outside corner, a fastball for a strike. 2-1. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Four-pitch arsenal for Ricky Benasco. He wheels back in the 2-1. Lined hard the opposite way, and that dunks into right field for a base hit. Tyler Gentry singles into right. One out base runner in the first inning for Northwest Arkansas, scoreless ball game, and John Rave stands in. Rave, a 266 hitter. He hit his 14th home run last night. 787 OPS. Rough Riders play on the pole side for the shift with the left-handed batter. And Benasco delivers home. Punctures the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. With Hickory, Benasco
was much more effective against left-handers than right-handers. A 44 percentage point difference in the batting average. The pitch, just low of the zone, misses with a breaking ball. The slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Righty's hit 264 against him. Lefty's 220. He sets in the 1-1. Off the outside corner. Misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Benasco, a former 15th round selection of the Rangers back in 2017. Picked out of the high school ranks. He's committed to Stetson University in Florida before signing with the Rangers. The pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. Three balls and one strike. Let's give you the defense behind him today. It's Trevor Hover in left field, Evan Carter at center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Jonathan Ornelas at third. Luis Angel Acuna has shortstop. Thomas Ajayi at second, and Freiner Chavez is at first. Garcia sets the location up high where he wants the pitch, and a throw goes over to first, and it gets away from Chavez down the right side. Gentry up to second. He stops right there. And it's an error on Benasco that allows Gentry to move into scoring position. A runner at second on the first error of the ball game by either team. No score in the first. Rave climbs back in with a 3-1 count to his name. Benasco deals in. Right down the middle for a strike. 3-2. Harrison Silverman has balls and strikes behind home plate. Tanner Dobson down the third baseline, and Willie Traynor is our first base umpire today. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Here's the payoff pitch. Fouled straight back. Still three balls, two strikes. Northwest Arkansas, like Frisco yesterday, also scored a run in the first inning. It was tied 1-1 at the end of the first, and the Rough Riders put up five runs in the second and really didn't look back from there. Benasco looks in for his sign, and the 3-2 pitch. He looks back towards second again, shuttles home. Ground ball the opposite way to Ornelas at third, who scoops it up, looks back the runner, fires onto first, and just gets raved by half a step. Two outs in the first inning, and Robbie Glendinning stands in. No score. Well, the Rough Riders entering in today at 37-29 in the second half, 73-62 on the year. Frisco only played 119 games last year as part of the shortened season due to the pandemic. Finished the year 64-55. Here's the stretch. Benasco's pitch. Off the outside corner and misses. One ball and no strikes. And so they stand at the same point they did last year, 9 games over .500. Actually, beg your pardon, they're 11 games over .500 right now. A little bit better than last year, even. Benasco, the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left, the shortstop. Fields into his belly. And a sidearm toss across the diamond is in time to get Glendinning to retire the sign. So a harmless single and an error behind Benasco, and it's no runs, a hit, one error, and one runner left on base. We're scoreless into the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Ajayi begins the second inning for the Rough Riders. No score. Anthony Veneziano from the stretch, first pitch. Rides on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. So JC, Trevor Hover, David Garcia, 5, 6, and 7 in the Rough Riders order. The pitch. So JC pops it up right side, foul territory. Glendinning, the first baseman, over towards the warning track, and he makes the catch. One out in the second, two pitches in, and Trevor Hover will stand in. Hover playing in his 20th game in a Rough Riders uniform tonight. Hitting just .218, but a .921 OPS. He's walked a ton, 4 homers, 10 RBIs. And a very valuable player since coming up from Hickory. First pitch, rides inside, 1 ball, no strikes. One out, no score in the second. In the penultimate game of the 2022 season. Hard to believe we're already here. It's game number 136. The pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. The original schedule was supposed to be 138 games this year, but the Rough Riders had their series finale in Corpus Christi canceled about a month ago. The pitch. Hover hits it in the air out to deep left field. Gentry going back at the warning track over his head, hits off the warning track and up against the fence. Hover pulls in at second. He's got himself a one-out double. Fourth double with the Rough Riders for Hover. First hit for Frisco. He goes the opposite field and gets it over Tyler Gentry's head. David Garcia, Rough Riders catcher, to the plate now. No score in the second. Garcia having himself a good series, 3-for-7 with an RBI and a walk in his two games that he's played. Each team taking two of the first four of this series. Veneziano from the stretch, he delivers. Outside with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. So originally 138 games on the schedule, but this team will play 137. In fact, there are only two teams that will play the full 138 in the Texas League. And Veneziano steps off, wants to reset things. Springfield and Arkansas are the only two teams that will play their entire schedule. The 1-0. Garcia fouls it back. 1-1. Everyone else has had at least one game canceled this year. That's not necessarily normal, but whether it be COVID outbreaks or weather that affect things, that happens from time to time. 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Veneziano, the left-hander, working against Garcia. The right-handed batter is a switch hitter. Rough Riders trying to take it to Veneziano like they did the first time they faced him back in April. Stretch in the offering. Down and in. 2-2. It's a much different pitcher at this point now. Veneziano came in having allowed 6 runs in his first 3 2/3 innings into that April start. And the Rough Riders just added on to his issues, scoring 7 runs on 8 hits, including 2 homers in 2 2/3 innings. 2-2. Garcia sends a drive in a deep left field. Gentry back to the warning track, over his head, up against the wall. Hover around third, he comes in to score, and David Garcia, an RBI double to make it 1-0 Rough Riders. Garcia with his 11th double and 35th RBI of the season. He's now 4-for-8 in this series as the Rough Riders double up on 2 baggers. An RBI double for David Garcia, and the Rough Riders are out in front. Josh Stowers climbs in now. And the Rough Riders love to score in the second inning in this series. Veneziano readies and deals. Swing and a miss from Stowers on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have now scored in 4 of the 5 games in the second inning and have totaled 11, actually, if you include today, now 12 runs in the second inning in this series. The pitch is high, and it's 1-1. That'll certainly play. Back-to-back one-out doubles. Stowers had 2 doubles yesterday. He's had 3 hits in this series. All have been 2-baggers. 1-1. Bottom of the zone, a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-2. In that initial start that he had against the Rough Riders, he allowed 2 home runs. 1 to Dio Arias, who's now up in AAA Round Rock, and 1 to Justin Foscue, who's off today. 1-2. High and tight, backs him off the plate, 2-2. It was a 2-home run game by Dio Arias in that one, a 12-2 win for Frisco. Justin Slayton got the start in that game. Now working out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball got him, and there are 2 outs here in the second for the 9-hole hitting Franer Chavez. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. It's funny looking at the Rough Riders lineup on that day. It's on April 21st in Frisco, and how much it's changed, but also how much it's kind of stayed the same to where we are now at this point. Only 2 players in that lineup are still on the roster right now. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Misses high, and it's 1-0. J.P. Martinez was the leadoff hitter in that game, then Ezekiel Duran and Dustin Harris, who's now on the injured list. He is here with the ball club, though. Blaine Krim hit 4th. He's up in AAA. Dustin Foscue and Ornelas were next. They're still here. 1-0 pitch. Chavez lines it into right field. That's in for a base hit. Garcia to third. He gets the wave as it's bobbled by Hernandez in right field. No throw to the plate. Garcia comes in to score on the RBI single by Franer Chavez. Second run scoring hit of the inning. Rough Riders lead 2-0. An RBI double from Garcia, and then Chavez follows it up with an RBI knock to right. Top of the order for Luis Angel Acuña. Kellen Strom followed in that lineup in the 7th spot, and then Dio Arias and Jordan Procession, who is still here with the team but on the development list. Pitch to Acuña. He swings, gives it a ride to right center field. Hernandez over into the alley, reaches up and hauls it in for the final out of the second inning. But the Rough Riders score twice on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. 2-0 Frisco as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, and the Rough Riders with a 2-0 lead. Ricky Benasco goes to work against Jason Guzman in the first pitch. Captures the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on second to last day of the regular season. Here in 2022, Benasco the 0-1, high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. We're talking about how much this team has changed since April, and of course you expect that. It's how the minor league work. The 1-1, high off the outside corner, 2-1. In addition to that, you want it to happen. You want these guys to move up and to find success. And there have been plenty of guys who have. Ezekiel Duran called up to the big leagues directly from the Rough Riders. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Out in front of the slider. That was back in June when the Rough Riders were in Wichita. Benasco's pitch. This is just high of the zone, and it's 3-2. And the Rough Riders have had 11 former Riders make their Major League debut this year. 3-2. This is high for ball four. Leadoff walk to Guzman. I think that starts things off in the second. And Celia Matias steps in. Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage in the top of the second inning. They get the bottom half. Most recently, Colin Wiles, who was here from 2017 through 2019, made his debut with the Oakland Athletics against the Rangers a few days ago. Congratulations to Colin Wiles. First pitch to Matias. Inside, it hit him on the left arm. Ooh, nailed him with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. So a walk and a hit by pitch begin the second. And Matias in some pain. Takes off his shin guard. And elbow guard, and he'll head down to first base. Morgan McCullough stands in now. Garcia will go out and quickly talk with Benasco. One of the guys who made his debut this year, a former Rough Rider, is Josh Young. Young was such a big part of the Rough Riders last year, from about the middle of the year through August, when he was with the Rough Riders. It's a short time, but a memorable time. First pitch to McCullough. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Young was not only a really good player for the Rough Riders, but he meant so much to that team. Just a really good clubhouse guy and a really good guy from our perspective for the media. Really smart. He wanted to be a broadcaster, so, of course, easy to get along with media. The pitch is high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. He was so good in front of the camera, and he was always willing to do interviews and really interesting guy to talk to as well. Time called, and Jeff Andrews comes out of the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to go chat with Ricky Benasco. One of my favorite stories about Josh Young was
he was very superstitious. And if you know the story of Young in the College World Series with Texas Tech when he was in college, it came out. He has these little toys that he always carries with him just to remind him of certain things. So he had a little Captain America to remind himself to that he is someone that kids look up to and to be a hero. He had a little Hulk to remember to be strong out there. And then he has a little toilet. It's a little squishy toilet that fits in your hand, a little foam. And what he would do is after he had a bad at-bat, he would go and squeeze that foam toilet, and it would be like it was flushing the bad at-bat. Well, he took those once he got drafted into the minor leagues. 2-0 on McCullough after the mound visit. And the pitch. Low of the zone, and it's 3 balls and no strikes now on McCullough. And he was a little embarrassed about his little figurines, because in college he used to take them into the dugout and line them up on the dugout bench right next to his bag. And everyone, all of his teammates, knew about him. 3-0 toss. Just high for ball four, and the bases are now loaded. So walk, hit by pitch, and walk. And Tyler Cropley stands in. Well, when he took him to the minors, he said he was a little embarrassed, and he was able to keep it under wraps for a couple weeks. He was with High A Hickory, and then Matt Watley, the former Rough Rider, found him, and the cat was out of the bag. He quickly had to avoid some jabbings his way. The pitch, Cropley takes down and in, and it's 1-0. Nobody out, bases loaded in the second, 2-0 Rough Riders. But then, after a couple days of that, guys wanted to start to use the toilet to flush bad at-bats for themselves, the little foam toilet. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left. The shortstop bobbles, steps on second, throws to first, and it's in time for the double play. A run comes in to score. Guzman crosses the plate. Matias down to third, but the double play makes it 2 outs. No RBI for Tyler Cropley. 6 unassisted. 3 double play. Angelo Castellano stands in. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it over the Naturals in the bottom of the second inning. Stretch by the right-hander and the pitch home. Castellano takes one down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball at 96, and it's 0-1. And Josh Young kept that going. He lowered his arsenal of figurines just a little bit, but kept the toilet. Deal one. Breaking ball misses high, and it's 1-1. And I bet he's still doing that in the big leagues right now with Texas, as he has had just a wonderful start to his major league career. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind he's going to be a star and a fan favorite in the big leagues. Benasco stretches in the 1-1. Popped up on the infield right side. Chavez, the first baseman, under it. Still on the dirt, he makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the second. One run across on no hits, no errors, and 2 left on base in the second inning. We go to the top of the third. Rough Riders carry a 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 2-1. We go into the top of the third inning from Arvis Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas. Evan Carter in the two spot starts it against Veneziano in the pitch. Misses outside, one ball and no strikes. Evan Carter, Jonathan Ornelas, Aaron Zavala, 2-3 and 4 for Frisco. Two runs in the top of the second inning for the Rough Riders. Veneziano delivers. Just misses inside with a changeup. 2-0. RBI double from David Garcia and a Freiner Chavez RBI single. Veneziano feet close together. Third base side of the rubber, the pitch. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Carter drew a walk back in the first inning on a 3-2 pitch. Talking with the Rough Riders hitting coach before today's ballgame, Eric Dorton. Here's the 3-0. That one catches the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 3-1. He said the thing that impressed him most about Evan Carter was his plate discipline for his age. Still just 20 years old. 3-1 toss. Outside edge for a strike. This one at the belt, 3-2. Pass ball at 93 from Veneziano. He said it's so rare to get the combination of hitting ability and plate discipline and his ability to make adjustments from what he saw last year in Down East. The pitch. A hard ground ball picked on a backhand. Glendinning at first base races to the bag, and Carter beats the pitcher, Anthony Veneziano. Veneziano didn't get off the mound at all, thinking that Glendinning, the first baseman, would get to the bag, and he didn't go either. So neither of them got to the bag. Carter was the only one who touched first base. It's an infield single for the Riders' center fielder. Really nice pick from Robbie Glendinning. On a backhanded stab off to his right on a short hop. Ball that was scalded off the bat. It's an infield single for Carter. He's reached for the second time today. He's now 7-for-14 to start off his time with the Rough Riders this week. There's Ornelas in from the right side in the first pitch. Ornelas takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Dorton was talking about with Evan Carter that so often last year when he was in high A, and still just 19 years old when the season ended, but 18 when the season started. The 0-1, Carter takes off, breaking ball for a strike. No, it's just low. Throw down to second is in time to get him. A Carter caught stealing for the first time here at the double A level. Two to four, and there's one out in the third. The pitch was low to Ornelas, and it's one ball and one strike. Here's the stretch by the left-hander, and the 1-1. Ornelas banks it into center field, but John Rave back a couple steps. He's under it, and he puts it away, two outs. What Evan Carter would do is he would take the first pitch. He would only look really for one pitch, and if he didn't get it, he wouldn't swing until he got two strikes. So he would follow behind counts a lot, and he'd walk a lot, but wasn't necessarily hitting as well as Dorton would have liked. Well, then Dorton doesn't see him all year. He hears great things, but he sees him, and he comes up here and says, wow, his approach has completely changed this year. Pitch to Zavala. Fastball, outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Yesterday, Carter had three hits. His first two trips to the plate, he only saw two combined pitches, swinging at the first pitch both times. The 0-1 off the outside corner, 1-1. And Dorton was saying he probably could count on one hand how many times he saw him do that last year. So not only is he at this level at this age, but he's showing improvement and making adjustments from age 19 to 20. Pretty incredible. 1-1. In the air, off the end of the bat into left field. Gentry over to his right, and he's under it to make the catch. The side comes to a close at the minimum after the leadoff single by Carter. He's caught stealing. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders still lead 2-1 into the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 2-1. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and it's the top of the order for Northwest Arkansas. Benasco deals to Hernandez, a bunt down the third base side and foul, and it's 0-1. Frisco scoring their only runs in the top of the second. Naturals with their only tally in the bottom of the second inning as well. A double play brought in their run. Rough Riders with an RBI double and an RBI single for their two runs. Benasco winds back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch low of the zone, and it's 0-2. Ricky Benasco got himself into some trouble in that second inning with a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. He winds in the 0-2. Fouled back. Just up over the netting and hits off of the sweet level to our left. Still 0-2. But he was able to get out of it with a 6-unassisted double play, and then got a pop-up from Angelo Castellano. Get out of the inning. 0-2. High off the outside corner. Curveball missed. 1-2. Ricky Benasco stands at 6'3", 180 pounds. He winds and deals. Grounder up the middle. It knocks Benasco's glove off and dies just in front of second base. And it's an infield single for Diego Hernandez. Well, Benasco reached out to his left. It spun his glove off his hand as the ball went behind the mound and out towards second base. Benasco went sprinting after it, but he couldn't get there in time to try and get a throw off over to first base. Infield single for Diego Hernandez starts things in the third, and Tyler Gentry stands in from the right side. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it, bottom half of the third. Benasco ready from the stretch, and the offering in. Misses high and inside, 1-0. That 6'3", 180-pound mark for Benasco is kind of an old mark. He's not 180 pounds anymore, but he used to be. And that was a big point of emphasis for the Rangers, is to add more weight for him. He steps off as Hernandez got a little too far off first base. 1-0 on Gentry. Nobody out, runner at first. Riders by one in the third. Stretch by the right-hander in the 1-0 pitch. Long hold, and he throws over to first before that. Between 2020 and 2022, during the time that Vinasco had Tommy John surgery, he was given a nutritionist and a strict guide to adhere to try and add weight, and put on nearly 40 pounds. He ate over 6,000 calories a day as the pitch is hit in the air to center field, and it drops in front of Evan Carter for a base hit. And it's back-to-back singles starting off the third for Northwest Arkansas. John Rave makes his way to the plate. Over 6,000 calories a day. That's more than three times what is the recommended for a normal person. He did that by drinking a lot of protein shakes and eating massive Chipotle bowls, according to him. And it worked. He's put on a lot of good weight, and he was hitting, coming off Tommy John, 100 miles an hour on the radar gun. First pitch home to Rave. Runner's dancing. Here she comes. Breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Catches the outside corner. That velocity has ticked up. And coming off the first full season after Tommy John, you don't expect the velocity to stay at that level this year. Stretch and look back towards second base. Right-hander peers back again in the pitch. Fouled straight back. 0-2. Think about Cole Reagans, who came off Tommy John surgery in the 2021 season. And when he got to the Rough Riders at the end of the year, his arm was shot, and he wasn't throwing very hard. He didn't feel 100%. And he came back and furiously turned things around this year. The pitch is grounded to short. Back in and stop Acuna on to second, and they get the out there. Only play to second base, and they were able to get Tyler Gentry for the first out. Hernandez to third. Rave on at first base of the fielder's choice. They go 6-4, and Robbie Glendinning steps in. Rough Riders lead by one. Runners on the edges and one out. As Acuna had to go a long way to his backhand side and then flipped his body and threw on to second for the out. Glendinning closed off in from the right side. Vinasco stretches and offers. Curveball high. One ball, no strikes. Cole Reagans just exploded out of the gate with the Rough Riders as their best pitcher right away. Made it all the way up to the big leagues where he is now. Not saying that's going to happen with Vinasco, but kind of trajectory he's on. He deals in. Another breaking ball. This one on the outside corner again for a strike. Count even at 1-1 on Glendinning, who grounded out to short in the first inning. Runners on the edges for Los Naturales tonight in their Copa identity uniforms. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Jason Guzman on deck. We get that far here in the bottom of the third. Vinasco ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna bobbles it short, takes to the bag himself, steps on the pillow, throws onto first, and it's in time for the double play. An almost identical double play to last inning where Acuna bobbled it, and the bobble took him right to the bag where he was able to turn it himself. 6 unassisted, 3 double play. Gets Ricky Vinasco out of the third. No runs across on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth next. Rough Riders a 2-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger.
You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco 2, Northwest Arkansas 1, top of the fourth inning from Arvis Ballpark. Thomas Sejacy leads it off. Trevor Hobber to follow, and David Garcia after that. First pitch. Sejacy takes inside, one ball, no strikes. Same portion of the order that started things off in the second when the Riders scored their only two runs. Veneziano looks in for his sign. And the left-hander working from the stretch with nobody aboard, the 1-0 pitch. So JC fouls it back. 0-1. Or I should say 1-1 now. Veneziano out of Coastal Carolina University, the Chanticleers, which is a mythical rooster, if you're wondering. Teal is their school color. The 1-1. A drive to left, right, and Gentry, who comes in, tries to make the catch. He can't get it. It bounces behind him back to the warning track. So JC around second, speeding towards third, and he gets stopped right there. A triple for Veneziano. Or I should say, a triple off Veneziano for Sejacy. That's how things start in the fourth. Trevor Hobber stands in now. The second triple of the series for Sejacy. He now has two doubles and two triples. Fifth hit for the Rough Riders. And Hobber, who doubled his last time up, stands in. Infield comes in for Northwest Arkansas. First offering. Hobber puts it in the air out to center field. Rave coming in and off to his right. He makes the catch. Sejacy tags. The throw to the plate is not in time. Sejacy slides in safe. And Trevor Hobber on the first pitch. A sacrifice fly to center to increase the lead to 3-1 Rough Riders. One out in the fourth inning, and David Garcia makes his way to the plate. Garcia, an RBI double in the second inning. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the fourth. Veneziano from the stretch, and the pitch home. Popped up, right side, down the line. Long run Hernandez, and he makes the grab. Fly ball out to right field. Two down. And here's Josh Stowers. We're talking about Veneziano out of Coastal Carolina. He was there from 2017 through 2019, so got there just after the Chanticleers really popped on the national stage, winning the 2016 College World Series. They were the Cinderella story. First offering to Stone. Line inside, one ball, no strikes. That was an incredible team beating Arizona. A lot of big leaguers on that Arizona team. The 1-0. Ground ball foul back behind home plate. And it's one ball and one strike. And it seems like that entire 2016 Arizona team played minor league baseball. There were some pretty good ones on the 2016 Chanticleers roster as well. The offering is popped sky high, left side, foul territory. The catcher, Cropley, gets rid of the mask, and he reaches over towards the Rough Riders' dugout, and it falls harmlessly on the warning track. So a foul ball makes it 1-2. Two outs, bases clear. One of the biggest names was Zach Remillard on that Coastal Carolina team in 2016. He came up in the White Sox organization, an infielder. Another one, Mike Morrison, who is a big-time reliever for them in the back end. Pitch in. Stowers takes high. Two balls and two strikes. And Andrew Beckwith as well. South Carolina native. And if you look at that Arizona team, Bobby Dalbec was a big part of that team. He's now with the Red Sox in the big leagues. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Side comes to a close in the fourth inning, but the Rough Riders get a run on a hit. No errors and nobody left on base. Sack fly for Trevor Hover after a Thomas Sejesi triple. And the Rough Riders lead 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 3-1, bottom of the fourth inning. Jason Guzman stands in for the left side. First pitch from Venasco is fouled back to the net. A little bit off to the left side from behind home, and it's 0-1. Guzman, Matias, and McCullough, the three due up in the fourth inning for Northwest Arkansas, the Kansas City Royals affiliate. 0-1. Swing and a miss. A change away, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders, three runs on five hits in one error. Naturals, one run on three hits in one error. Guzman calls time and steps out. He walked and scored back in the second inning. The pitch in. Strike three called. Got him. Upstairs, outside corner. And Venasco has the strikeout, his first of the evening. One out in the fourth inning, and here's Sully Matias. Three-one. Frisco leads it. Venasco has gotten a double play in each of the last two innings. The offering slides on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. No action currently in the Rough Riders bullpen. Manasco will try to finish the fourth cleanly. One back in the 0-1. Low and inside, one ball and one strike. And coming off the Tommy John surgery, Manasco entered into this one with 87 and two-thirds innings on the season. I have to imagine he's not going to go very deep in this game tonight. 1-1 is high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Rangers have a history of being very careful with guys and not wanting them to go over 100 innings coming off Tommy John. Two-one pitch. Fouled back into Garcia's glove. 2-2. Matias was hit by a pitch on the first toss in the second that he saw. He's had a good series so far. Matias, a two-run single yesterday, four hits in the set. 2-2, just simmers outside. It's three balls and two strikes. Venasco squares his shoulders to the Riders' dugout on the third base side, winds in the 3-2. It's high and inside for ball four. Matias aboard with a one-out walk. third walk issued by Venasco tonight. And Morgan McCullough makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders yesterday used four bullpen arms, five total. The day before that, the same. McCullough, left-handed batter. Venasco's toss. Top shelf of the zone, a strike, 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed hitter. 0-1 from Venasco. Flicked foul into the top of the netting on the left side of home plate. 0-2. Venasco working ahead. With that, Ornelas, the third baseman, backs off from playing in. And playing about halfway between first or between second and third, I should say, on the left side of the infield. Right-hander delivers in the 0-2 pitch. After a long hold, he brings it. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. Rough Riders have played some really good defense in this series. They haven't necessarily had the spectacular plays. It was a nice catch by Stowers to end the game yesterday. 0-2. Hit foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. But the Rough Riders' only error in this series came in game one. Actually, I should say there are only two errors. They have an error today as well. Both errors in this series have been on the Riders' pitchers on pickoff attempts. And, of course, you want to avoid those, but if those are your only errors, you'll certainly take that. Venasco ready from the stretch. Matias leads from first base. And Venasco looking in for his sign. The 0-2. Chopped over to third, or to first, I should say. And Chavez has it go off his glove in foul territory. A foul ball. Still 0-2. Four straight foul balls for Morgan McCullough. McCullough hitting just .234 this year. He walked back in the second. Former 2019 selection by the Angels out of the University of Alabama. The offering. A line drive up the middle into center. Softly hit. It falls in front of Carter. Matias around second. He stops there. Another two base runners for Northwest Arkansas. They've had at least one base runner in every inning, and at least two in each of the last three innings, only scoring one run during that stretch. Riders lead 3-1, bottom half of the fourth inning. Tyler Cropley stands in from the right side. Runners at first and second and one out. Seattle Washington native picks up a single, Morgan McCullough, and now it's Cropley. Venasco stretches and pitches. Popped up, right side, foul territory. Chavez, the first baseman, into foul ground and makes the catch just shy of the warning track. Two outs. Angelo Castellano now in the ninth spot with two outs and two on. Through the first three innings, it's been four runners stranded for Northwest Arkansas. Venasco trying to add two more to that total in the fourth. Stretch and the offering into Castellano. Curveball hit on the ground. Fair inside the bag, third baseline, and down the line into the corner. Matias scores from second. McCullough getting the windmill around third. He comes in to score without a throw, and it's a two-run double for Angelo Castellano. Tie ball game at 3-3. Well, it was down the left field line and into the corner. And Trevor Hover expected it to hit the corner and stop right there, but it hit the sidewall and caromed off to his right facing the wall, and he had to chase it down. McCullough scored all the way from first base with his speed. Castellano had come in with just one RBI in his first 28 games with Northwest Arkansas. He picks up two on that hit alone. Three RBIs for him now, and it's only his third extra base hit. But Diego Hernandez at the top of the order, and Vanasco stretches and pitches home. Just inside, one ball, no strikes. 3-3 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. 27-year-old comes through. Veneziano has been with this organization for a long, long time. The pitch is grounded up the middle right to Acuna. Backhands and fires across to first from his shortstop spot. And he gets him for the final out. A nice play by Acuna showing off the gun. But two runs come across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top of the fifth inning, brand new ball game. We head into the fifth, tied at three on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Franer Chavez leads off the fifth for the Rough Riders. Anthony Veneziano, the left-hander, delivers home. A line drive up the middle into left center for a base hit. John Rave gets it in quickly from center, but Franer Chavez is two for two. He's singled twice. An RBI knocked back in the second, and now a single to lead off the fifth. Tie ball game at 3-3 between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Zach Bigley with you on this Saturday night, just south of the Ozarks in Springdale, Arkansas. Happy to have you along wherever you may be listening tonight. Top of the order in Luis Angel Acuna. First offering. Acuna smacks it on the ground through the right side for a base hit. Chavez to second, and he stops right there. Back-to-back singles on consecutive pitches for the Rough Riders. And Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. So Frisco with seven hits on the night now. Anthony Veneziano on the year. Opponents are hitting 269 against him. But he has now given up seven hits through four-plus innings. His last two starts, Veneziano allowed just one run over 12 combined innings, both six-inning starts, and he's had one run of run support during that stretch. Well, they're giving him three runs through four innings so far, and we're still tied. The Rough Riders looking to take the lead here in the fifth. Left on left with Carter, the pitch. Inside with a breaking ball, one ball, no strikes. A left-on-left matchup hasn't faced or phased Evan Carter. He's walked and singled in his two trips to the plate. Runners take their leads from first and second. 1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0. Carter now 7 for 14 in his time with the Rough Riders. Fair to say it hasn't fazed him here at this level. 2-0 pitch. Fought off in the air, left side, and foul out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike. Been just a beautiful night as the sun starts to set, casting a pinkish hue along the horizon on the wispy white clouds in the distance and in left field. Green all around us here in the Ozarks. The pitch. Just low of the zone, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike on Carter. And there is action out in the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas as well. Emilio Marquez is warming up. 3-1 pitch. Carter takes low for ball four. The base is loaded and nobody out for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning. That brings Jonathan Ornelas to the plate. Ornelas 0 for 2, needing 3 hits to tie the single season hits record for the Rough Riders at 157. He has 154. A hit here would give the Rough Riders the lead. We're tied at 3 in the top of the fifth. Right-hander at the plate. Righties have been much better against this man on the mound, hitting 271. Just a 5-point difference in the batting average, but an 85-point difference in the OPS. A lot more damage done by right-handed hitters against him. The pitch. Ornelas takes low and outside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hitting 298 on the year. One nothing toss. Inside. Backs him away. 2-0. Good hitters count. Ornelas has just punished left-handed pitching this year, hitting 368 against left-handers. 981 OPS as opposed to a 726 OPS against right-handed pitching. Though 10 of his 14 homers have come against righties. 2-0 pitch. He swings, chops it to third. A high pick by McCullough goes home for one. No throw to first. So a fielder's choice. They get the runner at home for the first out. That was Chavez trying to speed home. No hit for Ornelas. Fielder's choice goes 5-2. Carter to second. Acuna to third base, and there's one out. That brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. Oh for 2 day for Zavala. The pitch. Outside, 1 ball, 0 strikes. Zavala would love to pick up a hit right now, not only give the Rough Riders the lead, but to get something going for him. Just 1 for 18 in the series. The left-hander looks in. He's got his sign. The 1-0. Zavala takes low and outside, 2-0. Zavala got off to just a blistering hot start with the Rough Riders. Almost unfair to expect him to keep it going. Zavala hitting over 415 games into his Rough Riders AA career. 2-0. He swings, hits it high in the air out to left center field. Gentry going back. He's under it. It'll be deep enough. He makes the catch and fires into the cutoff man. Acuna tags from third. He comes in to score. And the Rough Riders take the lead. 4-3 Frisco with a sacrifice fly in the top of the fifth from Zavala. Both other runners stay put at first and second. Thomas Sajacy stands in now. Sajacy tripled and scored back in the fourth inning. 4-3 Rough Riders on the sac fly from Aaron Zavala. First pitch, fouled back into the glove of Cropley, and it's 0-1. Hover on deck. He's had a big day as well. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Veneziano delivers. Fouled back. Off the sweet level right side. That's 0-2. Man, and some little kids off to our right side in the suites. Weren't paying attention, and it banged off the window just above them. Everyone's okay, but got to pay attention. Balls just come screaming back here. 0-2 on Sajacy. Offering in. High and outside. Great job by the catcher Cropley just to keep that from going all the way back to the backstop. 1-2. Runners take their lead from first and second. So JC pinwheels the bat a couple times to the hill. And the 1-2. Line drive up the middle, and the second baseman, Castellano, has it eat him up into shallow center. Carter around second. He's on his way to third, and he comes in to score. And Ornelas all the way to third on the play. Oh, goodness. It was a line drive right at Castellano, knuckling on him a little bit. He reached down, and it went off his glove between his legs into shallow center. So JC reaches, Ornelas to third, and Carter comes in to score, and it's now a 5-3 lead for the Rough Riders. And error keeps the inning going. And Trevor Hover stands in. Veneziano delivers. So JC takes off. The throw down to second is not in time. So JC a head first dive with his first AA steal of his career. One ball, no strikes on Hover. Runners at second and third, and two outs here in the fifth. They officially do go E4 on that ball, and no RBI for Sajacy. 1-0. Just outside, two balls, no strikes. Hover a double and a sac fly in his two trips. The double to the opposite field into left. He's shown off pull side power on the home run ball this year. Now we're seeing a little bit of power with the double going to the opposite field. Pitch home. Outside. Three balls and no strikes. No action out of the bullpen. Veneziano has been a workhorse this year, and they're going to let him go through five no matter what. Veneziano has gone the pitch. Misses high, and that's ball four. Bases loaded now on the walk, and here's David Garcia. He's had 8 quality starts this year. This is not going to be a quality start even if he goes 6 tonight. Derek Lewis out of the dugout. The pitching coach for Northwest Arkansas is going to go have a chat with his left-hander. But he's gone at least 5 innings in 9 of his last 10 starts. We're going to have him eat some innings here. 5-3 Rough Riders. We play in the top of the fifth inning. Lewis out to chat with Veneziano, and now just saying that, there is action out of the bullpen down the right field line. Northwest Arkansas is getting a man loose. David Garcia, RBI double in the second. Fly out to right field in the fourth in his two trips. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Strike in the upper edge, outside corner. 0-1. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Stretch in the pitch. Down low and inside. One ball and one strike. Steven Woods Jr. is getting loose in the bullpen. Stretch once again. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Garcia. 1-2. Veneziano trying to finish off the inning. Rough Riders with two runs across. The eighth man up in the frame for Frisco tonight. Ornelas at third. So JC at second and Hover at first. One, two. Ground ball to third. McCullough picks to his left and throws on to first. It's in time to get Garcia for the final out of the fifth inning. Rough Riders do get a couple runs, though, on a sack fly and an error. The two runs come across on two hits, that one error and three left on base. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 3, or the Rough Riders 5, I should say, and the Naturals 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky Vanasco back out for another inning of work in the bottom of the fifth inning. Frisco, a 5-3 advantage in the bottom half of the fifth over Northwest Arkansas in the penultimate game of the 2022 season. Vanasco's first pitch on the way is just a little bit high to Tyler Gentry, and it's one ball and no strikes. Gentry in the two spot will be followed by John Rave and Robbie Glendinning. The pitch. Breaking ball in the inside corner, a strike, 1-1. Vanasco's look good, the 1-1. Down low and inside, two balls and one strike. The only time when he's really gotten himself into trouble has been walking batters. Three walks tonight. The pitch. Outside corner with a breaking ball, 2-2. Two of those walks have come in to score. He looks in for a sign, nods yes, and the 2-2 pitch. Gentry takes outside, not by much. Three balls, two strikes. Tyler Gentry has just had an incredible year at the plate. Adding on to that tonight with a couple singles. Entering into the night, hitting .322. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Got him on a 3-2 pitch. Went to the slider and picks up the strikeout. One out of the second K for Vanasco. Gentry, a former third rounder by the Royals out of Alabama. And he is having an incredible year. Number 8 prospect in the Royals organization. First pitch is cut on and missed by Rave, and it's 0-1. Rave, the center fielder, 0-2 today. 5-3 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Over the inside corner, a strike. 0-2. Gentry ended his career in Alabama, but began it at Walters State Community College in Tennessee. The pitch off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 1-2. I really like his ability to hit for power. He has done that this year. Gentry with 21 home runs combined between here and High Aquat Cities. Hitting .322. He's probably, the pitch is fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. Gentry's probably going to be the minor league player of the year for the Royals. He's had that kind of season. For the Royals, though, you're looking at, where's the pitching? 1-2. Misses low of the zone, and it's 2-2. That wasn't something we were saying a couple of years ago about the Royals system. They went very college pitcher heavy in the draft for years, and it looked like they were going to have some really good arms. 2-2. Breaking ball, tap foul at the plate behind home, and it's still 2-2. And some of those arms still have yet to progress either to the majors or show their stuff at the major league level. You know, Brady Singer, Jackson Coar, Chris Bubich, Jonathan Bullen even, who we saw earlier in this series. Benasco, the 2-2. Misses high of the zone. 3-2. Especially Brady Singer and Jackson Coar, and even Chris Bubich, who was a Stanford guy. Singer, known for his time at Florida. All those guys really seem like big league ready guys. The 2-2 is in the air out to deep center field. Evan Carter going back. Still going back at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Oh, he had to go a long way for that baseball. Able to track it down, though, showing off the wheels. Two outs in the fifth inning, and Robbie Glendinning makes his way to the plate. 5-3 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth. Right-hander against right-hander as Benasco tries to get his way through five and be in line for the win. Something we didn't see from Mason Englert last night. Pitch home. Ground ball foul at the plate. 0-1. Englert going 4 2/3 innings last night. He pitched pretty well. Unfortunately, just a high pitch count. And the last man he faced, John Rave, with the two-run home run in the fifth before he was taken out. A really long first inning. Nearly 30 pitches in the first in yesterday's game. That was kind of his demise from going too deep in the game. Benasco delivers in. Just low of the zone, and it's 1-1. Benasco on 85 pitches. This next one will be number 86. The pitch is chopped softly out to short. It comes up on Acuna, and he kicks it. Oh, that should have ended the inning. Acuna tried to reach down to his left. It came up, hit the heel of his glove, and then popped up into his belly, down onto the ground, and he ended up literally kicking it out in front of him. Error on the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Jason Guzman steps in. Second error tonight for the Rough Riders. 5-3 Frisco, bottom five. Benasco delivers in. Bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. For Acuna, that's his first error since the first day of this month. It's been 12 games since he's committed an error. He's played really good defense. Benasco, the 0-1. High and inside. 1-1. Acuna was the defender of the year in the minor league system for the Rangers last year. 1-1. Popped up foul back behind home. And out of play. And 1-2. Benasco one pitch away from getting out of the inning. And there is action in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left side. Just in case. He delivers in. Changeup outside. 2-2. Looks like Grant Wolfram is getting loose. It's a big left-hander. It's probably Wolfram. Might be Josh Smith, though. Benasco, the 2-2. After a long hold, he fires. High fly ball into deep right field. Zavala back to the warning track at the wall, and it hits high off the top of the wall and gone. A home run. A two-run shot for Jason Guzman, and we're tied again at 5-5. So just like we saw yesterday, oh, man, it's deja vu all over again. A chance to get out of the inning. And he gives up a two-run home run, and that could spell the end of his night. Jared Gettert's going to go out and talk with Willie Traynor, the first base umpire who called it a home run, and asked to see where he saw it hitting. If you go out in right center field, there's a padded green wall and then a metallic railing right above it. If it hits off the railing, then it's a home run, and that's what Willie Traynor said it did. So Ricky Benasco is out of the ball game. Gettert takes the ball from him, and Josh Smith comes out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. 5-5 ball game. Pitching change. We'll step aside. Be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Solly Mattia starts it off against Josh Smith, and the first pitch is a ground ball foul. Left side into the Riders dugout. Nice play by Kellen Strom, jumping up in the air and making the grab. 0-1 on Mattia as Josh Smith takes over for Ricky Benasco in the Rough Riders bullpen. Stretched by the left-hander in the 0-1. Mattias takes high off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. So bases clear, two outs. 5-5 our score, bottom of the fifth inning here in Springdale. The line is finalized for Benasco as well because there's nobody aboard. The pitch. High. Misses with the fastball, and it's 2-1. Line not terribly pretty for Benasco. 4 2/3 innings. 5 runs, 3 earned on 6 hits. Struck out 2 and walked 3. 2-1. Low off the outside corner and misses. 3 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders now face another tie. Frisco struck first, and then we've gone back and forth since. 3-1 pitch to Mattias. Outside for ball 4. That one didn't miss by much either, but a 92-mile-an-hour fastball just shivered off the outside edge. And Mattias draws a walk with 2 outs here in the 5th inning for Morgan McCullough.
Now at number 4, Morgan McCullough.
McCullough has walked and singled to center. Certainly, Matias, by the way, has now walked twice and was hit by pitch, so still isn't recording an official at-bat today. Smith ready from the stretch, looks over at first base, and the pitch home. Inside, he hit him. Got him on the right elbow guard. And so a walk and a hit batter with two outs begins Smith's outing. And Tyler Cropley makes his way to the plate. 5-5 our score, bottom half of the fifth inning. If you're just joining us, this game doesn't truly matter outside of just getting work in for the guys. Rough Riders clinched their postseason berth yesterday. Celebrated accordingly, of course. It's a fun time in the clubhouse last night. And these guys really deserve it. The pitch in. Cropley takes just high. Wow. That was a good pitch. Didn't get the call. And it's one ball and no strikes. It's a slider right at the top of the zone. Smith ready from the stretch. Right-hander at the plate. Lefty on the mound. He offers. Broken bat flare over the third baseman Arnelis into shallow left field for a base hit. Matias around third, and he comes in to score the go-ahead run. 6-5 Northwest Arkansas in the fifth inning. RBI single, Tyler Cropley. Castellano steps in from the right side. He had a two-run double back in the fourth. That tied the game at 3-3 at the time. 6-5 Northwest Arkansas, two outs in the fifth. Three runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's the first lead for the Naturals today. Smith ready from the stretch. And the pitch. Fouled back. 0-1. It's actually the first lead for Northwest Arkansas since the ninth inning on Thursday when they won 6-3. Frisco led from wire to wire yesterday. Or I guess didn't trail from wire to wire as they were tied after the first inning and then led from the second to the ninth. The pitch in the air right side and foul, and it's 0-2. Castellano behind in the count against Smith, who's ready from the stretch, looking back towards second. 0-2. Breaking ball, hit in the air down the left field line and foul. Still 0-2. Each team with seven hits and two errors. Naturals, though, with six runs over the Rough Riders, five. The pitch. And the air foul to the right side. Still 2-2. Runners at first and second. The inning started with two consecutive outs. And Robbie Glendening reached on an error that should have ended the frame by Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop. 0-2 again. High of the zone. Count goes to 1-2. And Jason Guzman hit his first home run of the season here in AA. Two-run shot to right. Soothing Matias walked. Morgan McCullough was hit by a pitch, and then Cropley singled in Matias. The 1-2. Line foul. Up over the netting into the seats left side. Still one ball and two strikes. And that's where we are right now with Castellano at the plate. Garcia steps out in front of home and divvies out the signs to his infield. Three runs in for Northwest Arkansas in this fifth inning. Smith ready from the stretch, looking back towards second in the pitch. High pop-up back behind home, and this one's going to get out of play. Down the left side. Still one ball, two strikes. Six foul balls by Castellano in this inning. Castellano came into this series with just 10 hits in 26 games. And he's had three hits in three games in this series. The 1-2. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 1-2. And if you were to just pick him out of the lineup, you wouldn't be able to tell that he's been a 140 hitter this year. He's been really good at the plate, put together some really good at-bats. And this one falls into that category. Seven foul balls now. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. The 1-2. Soft roller, foul left side. Still one ball and two strikes. We'll go to 10 pitches, still just one ball in the at-bat. Impressive stuff from the nine-hole hitter, Castellano. They play him straight up defensively on the infield, maybe just slightly to pull, straight up in the outfield. Smith stretches and delivers. Chopper, left side of the infield, cut off by Ornelas, throws to second the short way. And it's in time to get Cropley for the final out. So fielder's choice, 5-4, ends the inning. The Rough Riders allow three runs on two hits, an error, and two runners left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders now trailing 6-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Springdale, the Rough Riders trail 6-5. Top of the sixth inning. It's the fifth game of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, number 136 in the 2022 season. Second to last game of the year. Stephen Woods Jr. takes over on the hill, and the first pitch to Josh Stowers is down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. The day is over for Anthony Veneziano, the starter who goes five innings and really battled through not having his best stuff tonight. 1-0 pitch. Misses low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Veneziano has now gone at least five innings in 10 of his last 11 starts. Woods ready from the stretch. He pitches. There's a drive foul left side, and it's 2-1. Veneziano's final line, he allows five runs, three earned on seven hits. Struck out four and walked three. 2-1 on Stowers. The pitch. Strike on the lower edge of the zone, 2-2. Stephen Woods Jr., the right-hander, making his second appearance in this series. Woods pitched in the opener, going 2 1/3 scoreless innings, four strikeouts, and just one base runner on a hit. A 27-year-old ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. Stowers swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the fastball at 96 miles an hour. One out. And Franger Chavez makes his way to the plate. 6-5, Rough Riders trail, top of the sixth. Woods has been in the Royals organization for two seasons now. Originally a draft pick of the Giants in the eighth round in 2016. Pitch in. Rifled foul into the netting left side. 0-1. Spent all of last year with Northwest Arkansas. 22 outings, 7 starts. And he split his time this year between here and one appearance in AAA Omaha. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. High and inside. One ball and one strike. A Rule 5 selection by the Royals in 2019. Came over to this organization, and he's pitched much better this year. 4.66 ERA in 37 outings for Northwest Arkansas. Offering home to Chavez. Sprays it in the air. Foul left side. It's 1-2. Chavez 2-for-2 with a couple singles today, including an RBI knock in the second. Rough Riders a 6-5 deficit in the top of the sixth. Woods stretches. 1-2. Grounder up the middle. The second baseman, Castellano, ranges after it, and it goes under his glove into center for a base hit. 3-for-3 day for Chavez. Singling on a ground ball, scooting along the grass and then the dirt, and back into the grass in center field. Top of the order for Acuna. Rough Riders down 6-5. Brother of Ronald Acuna Jr. in from the right side. 1-for-3 day for him, singling back in the fifth. The offering is cued off the end of the bat, foul up the first baseline. 0-1. The future is certainly bright in the Rangers organization, and as we've talked about, these three 20-year-olds in the lineup this week are certainly a perfect representation of that. Acuna and Evan Carter hitting back-to-back in the order today. And so JC hitting in the fifth spot. These three were probably all three start with the Rough Riders next year. 0-1. Low and outside. Ball and a strike. We shall see, of course. Things look pretty good pointed in that direction. That would be three players with double-A experience starting at 21 years old. 1-1. Pitch is sent high in the air to center field. The runner took off. Now Chavez has to locate the baseball. He looks in center, finds it. So does John Rave, the center fielder, who makes the catch. Two down. Chavez harmlessly back to first base. Evan Carter steps in now. That being said, though, Carter will still be 20 years old when the season starts next year. He won't turn 21 until August of next year. So JC will turn 21 on April 10th of next season, right at the beginning of the year. First pitch, Carter sprays it foul left side, 0-1. Good day for Carter. He's walked twice and singled. Still 7-for-14 in a Rough Riders uniform through five games. Impressive stuff. Such quick hands. 0-1 pitch. Check swing foul at the plate. 0-2. Rough Riders now out hitting the Naturals 8-7, but trailing by 1-6-5 as we play in the top of the sixth inning. Woods looks in for his sign. Here's over at first base at Chavez, who takes his lead. 0-2, Chavez takes off. It's low in the dirt, blocked by Cropley, but no chance to get Chavez. That's a stolen base, his first to the AA level. Ball and two strikes on Carter. A runner in scoring position now for Evan Carter. 5 RBIs already through 4 games. He hasn't had an RBI today. This is fifth. The 1-2. Down low of the zone, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Woods trying to get out of the inning quickly and cleanly, and then Northwest Arkansas will have the top of the order due up against either Josh Smith or Antoine Kelly, who's out in the Rough Riders bullpen. 2-2 pitch. Carter takes strike three, call to the inside corner, and that ends the inning. Fastball frozen. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing 6-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly takes over on the bullpen, or out of the bullpen, for the Rough Riders on the mound as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 6-5. Naturals out in front of the Rough Riders, and Kelly tries to keep it right there. Third pitcher used by Frisco today. And he'll face the top of the order, Diego Hernandez. Antoine Kelly, who has been a starter all year, coming out of the bullpen in his last few outings of the Rough Riders this season after coming over from the Milwaukee Brewers in a trade at the deadline this season. First pitch to Diego Hernandez. Fastball inside. 1 ball and no strikes, 94 miles an hour, and that's where he'll be. He'll be 93 to 97 with the heater. Comes from a low three-quarters arm slot from the left side. Almost a Chris Saylor, Randy Johnson style. The 1-0 pitch. Rockets one right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 95, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Big thing with Antoine Kelly is the control. When he has his control, he is nearly unhittable. 1-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, misses with the slider. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. When he doesn't, he can struggle at times. And so the big thing for him is making sure that he has that command and fitting the ball in the strike zone. He gets a lot of swings and misses when he does. 2-1 toss to Hernandez. That one misses inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. It's always tough to get traded midseason, trying to acclimate to a new club, trying to make new friends. I know it sounds somewhat silly, but it can be tough. 3-1. Strike, upper edge, inside corner, 3-2, especially for Kelly, who grew up a Milwaukee Brewers fan. And it's a tough situation always when you go into a different ball club at such a young age and try to reacclimate to everything. Kelly's still just 22. The pitch. Just off the outside corner for ball four. So Diego Hernandez works a leadoff walk. And Tyler Gentry steps in. Really well-located pitch on the outside corner. Get the call from home plate umpire Harrison Silverman. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from the left-hander. Gentry 2-for-3 today. In from the right side in the first pitch. Runner takes off. It's high. Throw down to second. And a perfect throw. It's in time. Oh, the slide trapped the glove of Sajacy against the second base bag. And that makes it an obvious call for the umpire, Tanner Dobson. Oh, how about that? Perfect throw from Garcia. Sajacy hardly had to move his glove. And the caught stealing of Diego Hernandez is the first out of the inning. Oh, just a perfect throw. 1-0 on Gentry. And Kelly lifts the leg and pitches inside. All the way back to the backstop, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Oh, just an absolutely picturesque throw from Garcia. And Garcia throws out his 22nd man this season. 22-for-85. The pitch. That one sizzles down the heart of the plate to strike, and it's 2-1. It's a 26% clip for Garcia, and considering the start he got off to where I believe it was the first 12 stole successfully off of him, that's a really good comeback for him. 2-1. Down low and inside. 3 balls and 1 strike for Gentry. Rough Riders, as a catching unit this year, have had a little bit of trouble catching base runners. They've thrown out just 20% this season. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Blew a fastball by him at 97. 6-5, Rough Riders trail, bottom of the sixth. 3-2 on Gentry. The pitch. Down low and inside, ball 4. So back-to-back walks to start the sixth inning. The caught stealing, though, makes it 1 on and 1 out. 6-5, Rough Riders down to the Naturals. John Rabe makes his way in. 0-for-3 day. Rave, a ground out, bounce into a fielder's choice and a fly out. First offering. Right down Broadway for a strike, 0-1. Kelly is a really uncomfortable at bat for a left-handed batter. As a left-handed pitcher, throwing that sidearm action, 0-1. Way outside in the dirt, and Garcia stops it, fires onto second as the runner takes off and it goes into center field. Carter backs it up from center. And Gentry down on a wild pitch. 1 ball and 1 strike. Runner in scoring position with the Naturals already leading by 1 in this bottom of the sixth inning. Kelly stretches and delivers in. High fly ball, foul left side. 1-2. Rave has had a really good season. Center fielder hit his 14th home run last year. Or last night, I should say. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike 3. Antoine Kelly picks up the strikeout. And it's the first out of the night for Antoine Kelly. 1 out in the sixth. And Robbie Glendinning stands in. Glendinning, right-handed batter, first pitch. Letter high for a strike, outside edge, 0-1 on the fastball. Seen a lot of fastballs so far from Kelly. Glendinning reached on the air in the fifth that kept that inning going. 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside, 1 ball and 1 strike. Glendinning out of the University of Missouri, a former 2017 draft pick of the Pirates. A Perth, Australia native. Stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Drafted by the Pirates in the 21st round in 2017 out of the University of Missouri. He was released by them right at the beginning of the season and signed by the Royals in February of 2022. 1-2. Down low and inside, 2-2. He's been a mainstay in this order, 117 games for Northwest Arkansas. An 818 OPS with 19 homers. A ton of strikeouts, though, and a lot of walks. Kelly, the 2-2. In the air, foul right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Two outs, runner at second. 6-5, Naturals out in front of the Rough Riders. Glenn Denning has already set the franchise record in strikeouts in a single season. And almost there in walks. 2-2. In the net, foul back behind home. And it's still two balls, two strikes. He's been a big-time run producer in the middle of this order and a good power bat as well. Like a lot of guys, he had a lot of fun in Amarillo, homering a bunch when they played in Hodgetown. 2-2. Down low and inside, we're full at 3-2. He hasn't homered since August 31st, though. A lot of his 19 homers came early. When the team was in Amarillo, he homered 5 times. Payoff pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. Third walk of the inning for Kelly. Runners at first and second and two outs. Jason Guzman stands in. Garcia out in front of the plate. He divvies out the sides. Rough Riders down by a run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Big Alley out in right center field as they play the right-handed batter to pull. Guzman, a two-run home run back in the fifth inning. First pitch. Inside, one ball, no strikes. The switch hitter was batting from the left side, though. Flips around, bats from the right side against the left-hander Kelly. From the stretch, Kelly kicks up, delivers. Just low of the zone, two balls, no strikes. 24 pitches, actually 26 now for Kelly, only 11 for strikes in the inning. 2-0 the count. And he brings it home. High pop-up back behind home. The catcher Garcia gets rid of the mask, back to the warning track. And he reaches off to his right. It's just out of his reach. A foul ball back behind home. 2-1. Really tough play for a catcher. Going back to the warning track and with the ball coming back to the field of play. Just couldn't make the catch. Runners take their leads from first and second with two outs. Kelly flicks in the 2-1. Down low and inside. Three balls and one strike. That time missing with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Sully Matias stands on deck. If we get that far. 3-1. High fly ball into deep right center field. Evan Carter chasing after it into the alley. And he makes the catch from center. Long run for Evan Carter. He tracks it down, and the side comes to a close in the sixth. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and two left on. Kelly works his way out of the jam and pitches a scoreless sixth inning. Top seven coming up. Rough Riders trailing 6-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning. Jonathan Ornelas leads it off for the Rough Riders. 6-5 Frisco trails. Stephen Woods Jr. back out for another inning of work for Northwest Arkansas. First pitch. Ornelas takes a strike of the knees, and it's 0-1. 0-3 day for the Riders' third baseman, needing just three hits to tie the single-season record in franchise history for the Rough Riders in hits. The pitch. Chopper, right side, going to be a tough play. Castellano can't get it. It's into right field. Two hits away. Ground ball, base hit, into right. And Ornelas singles to lead off the inning. That brings Aaron Zavala into the play. So he is two hits away from tying the single-season franchise record with 157 hits. That's his 155th hit. Joaquin Arias holds the record back in 2005 for Frisco. Aaron Zavala, 0-2 today with a sac fly in from the left side and the pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Riders trail by a run here in the top of the seventh. A good opportunity with the leadoff runner aboard for the Rough Riders to tie this game up. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Guzman, takes it to the bag himself for the out and fires on to first for the double play. Six unassisted to three double play. Two down, and here's Thomas Sejasi. Well, the Rough Riders will return home on Sunday night, and they will take on the San Diego Padres affiliate, the San Antonio Missions, for the first round of the Texas League playoffs in 2022. 6:35 first pitch on Tuesday. We'd love to have you out at Riders Field. Just $5 for your ticket. That's a great deal. And we hope to see you out there. The first pitch is low and outside to Sejasi, and it's one ball and no strikes. Get to watch some great baseball and hopefully either see either Cody Bradford or Jack Leiter get the start. Both have been amazing this season at times for the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Fouled straight back. And it's one ball and one strike. Bradford has been flat out dominant over the last few months. And Leiter has shown really good flashes recently. And both definitely trusted in game one of a playoff game. Playoff series, I should say. Woods ready from the stretch with two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing by a run in the seventh. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. So JC 1-3 with a triple and a run score. 2-1 toss. In the air out to right field. Struck well. Hernandez back to the warning track into a back pedal, and he makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field, retires the side of the top of the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's time to stretch from Arbest Ballpark. Rough Riders and the Naturals going at it. And the Naturals leading 6-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly back to the hill in the bottom of the seventh inning. He faces Sully Matias to lead it off. And the first pitch, high off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Riders trailing 6-5, home half of the seventh. And Northwest Arkansas sends 6, 7, and 8 in the order up to the plate against Kelly. Offering in, rip and a miss. Ball and a strike. Kelly walked 3 in that sixth, though pitched a scoreless frame. Pitch misses inside, it's 2-1. 6-5, Naturals out in front. Kelly rocks it in. Inside corner, a called strike, 2-2. Kelly's command has been a problem at some times this year, though when he's in the zone, he has been dominant. A lot of strikeouts this year. The 22-year-old delivers in the 2-2. Breaking ball, low and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly combined between here and High A Wisconsin in the Brewers system, 140 strikeouts in 107 2/3 innings. 3-2 pitch to Matias. He fouls it away right side. Still 3-2. Kelly ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Line foul right side. Still 3-2. Kelly has Matias full. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew it right by him. And Kelly picks up the strikeout. It's his second. Morgan McCullough makes his way to the plate. Left-hander against left-hander. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike. 0-1. Rough Riders trailing by a run. 6-5, bottom of the seventh. Kelly delivers. McCullough cues it foul off the end of the bat, third base side. 0-2. A walk, a hit by pitch, and a single for McCullough in his 3 trips to the plate. Kelly even though he went 3-2 to Matias, a lot of close misses and looked pretty good. I'm trying to get that command under control here in the seventh. He's ahead 0-2. He rocks back and rifles in. Way outside. Picked in the dirt on the slider, 1-2. Full side shift on the infield. Kelly rocking with the music. Playing around in the ballpark, keeping it light, nice and loose. The 1-2. Foul away, left side. Still one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders making their only trip here to Arvis Ballpark in this series. It's crazy. We played Northwest Arkansas in April, and then we didn't see them again until September. Wild how the schedule works. 1-2 toss. Slider just high. Did not miss by much, and it's two balls and two strikes. That was a perfect pitch. Kelly looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 2-2. Fastball grounded back to the hill. He spears it and jogs over to first. Underhand flip is in time for the out. Two away. That brings Tyler Cropley up. No action in the pen for the Rough Riders. Kelly will try to work through this seventh. Two up, two down. That's three straight retired for him. Cropley an RBI single in the fifth inning off of Josh Smith, who was the Rough Riders reliever before Kelly. Ricky Venasco got the start tonight. First pitch. Swing and a miss. High off the outside corner. 0-1 with a fastball. Kelly ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Straight back to the screen on a foul ball, 0-2. So now it's back-to-back hitters he's worked 0-2 on. That's what you want to see from Kelly. Infield to pull, outfield the opposite way for the right-handed batter. 0-2 pitch. Inside. One ball, two strikes. Be interesting to see what the Rough Riders do on the pitching side of things tomorrow. Sometimes in the last game of the year, it's a bullpen day. 1-2 pitch on the way. Slider, strike three called. Outside corner at the knees, and Antoine Kelly has strikeout number three. A 1-2-3 inning for the left-hander. Nicely done. Rough Riders still trail 6-5. Top eight coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Webb takes over on the mound for the Naturals. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing 6-5. Trevor Hover, David Garcia, Josh Stowers, the 3-2 up for the Frisco Rough Riders. Hover today, a double, a sack fly, and a walk. Right-hander on the hill, lefty at the plate. Webb looks in for a sign. And the first pitch. Fastball at 98 miles an hour pierces the outside edge. 0-1. And TrackMan had it at 99. That's a pretty good fastball from Nathan Webb, the 25-year-old. He stretches and deals. Fastball. Again, right near the outside edge, but just misses at 99 miles an hour. One ball and one strike on Hover. Webb making his 20th appearance here at AA. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball again. 98 miles an hour, and it's 1-2. Despite the high velocity, he has really struggled. A 9.95 ERA, 0-2. Big thing has been the walks. 20 over 25 and a third innings, but also the hits. Opponents are hitting 374 against him. The 1-2. High pop up foul left side on a 98 mile an hour heater, and it's still one ball and two strikes. It's just proof that it doesn't matter how hard you throw, you have to be able to locate it. Each of his last two outings have been scoreless, though, including earlier in this series, an inning and two thirds. The pitch. Slow roller out to second base. Easy play for Castellano. He gobbles it up and throws him out. Hover a weak ground out for the first out of the eighth inning, and David Garcia steps in. He also threw two scoreless innings at Wichita in his outing before this one. Garcia 1-for-3 with an RBI double. First toss. Outside corner, a called strike. Another fastball at 98 miles an hour. Garcia, the switch hitter, in from the left side. Webb stretches and pitches home. High off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Native of Lee's Summit, Missouri. Former 34th round selection by the Royals out of Lee's Summit North High School. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. Down low in the dirt. Kicks behind home back to the backstop. Doesn't matter. There's nobody aboard. Two balls, one strike. Riders trailing by one. He takes the hill. Ready from the stretch. And he delivers in. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. And it's 2-2. Webb was a big Kansas City Royals fan growing up. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low at 100 miles an hour. First strike three. Two outs. First Naturals player to reach 100 miles an hour this year, and it comes in the penultimate game of the year. Webb coming out and chucking. Josh Stowers now. 6-5, Rough Riders trail, top eight. Webb was actually on the Kansas City Royals grounds crew as a kid. Not as a kid, I should say, but growing up. When he was a high school in 2014 and 2015. The pitch. Fouled back. And it's 0-1. And if you know anything about the Royals, it's just about the best time you could have possibly worked for the franchise. Those are their two World Series appearances, the loss to the Giants in 2014, and then the win in 2015 over the Mets. And he actually received a World Series ring for his time on the grounds crew. 0-1. High pop-up, right side foul territory. Cropley, the catcher, back near the warning track behind home, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. So a very nice inning, 1-2-3 by Nathan Webb. And the side comes to a close. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 frame, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. 6-5 Northwest Arkansas leads on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way.
So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbett takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the eighth inning. It's 6-5 Frisco trails, and Corbett trying to keep the score right there. That ends two shutout innings for Antoine Kelly out of the Rough Riders bullpen, not allowing a run or a hit. He walked three and struck out three as well. Angelo Castellano will start things. Castellano has been with the Royals organization since 2012. Played 80 games in Omaha last year at the AAA level. First pitch, line drive foul left side, it's 0-1. And he spent 59 games in Omaha this year as well. Hitting just .218. Corbett ready from the stretch. Offering home. Swing and a foul back into the glove of Garcia, and it's 0-2. Corbett, 25 years old, 6'5", 230 pounds, West Texas A&M. The pitch is low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. 6-5, Rough Riders trail. Corbett started in high A Hickory this year. 16 appearances, a .286 ERA with the Dads. 1-2. Fouled away right side, still 1-2. And then here in Frisco, 25 appearances, including this one, 3-1, a .434 ERA. 29 strikeouts in 29 innings even to 12 walks. Opponents hitting .259 against him. Pitch is fouled back, and it's still 1-2. The thing that's bit him this year is the home run ball. He's allowed probably a few more home runs than he would have liked. Ten home runs allowed in his 24 appearances here in AA. 1-2. Way high and inside. The fastball goes all the way back to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes on Castellano, the nine-hole hitter. I'll lead things off. Stretch by the right-hander. Here she comes. Low and away. Three balls and two strikes. Top of the order, and Diego Hernandez on deck. Corbett stretches in the 3-2. Ground ball, left side of the infield and through for a base hit. Solid single for Castellano. his second hit today. And Diego Hernandez stands in. Well, the Rough Riders and Naturals will finish off this series tomorrow. They'll finish off the season tomorrow. 2:05 will be our first pitch time. It'll be Adrian Alcantara, who started the opener for Northwest Arkansas in this series. He'll start tomorrow, and the Rough Riders have yet to announce a starter for tomorrow's game. Hernandez in from the left side with a runner at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So we'll see if the Rough Riders go bullpen day tomorrow or if they do elect to go with a starter. 0-1. Down low and inside, it's 1-1. Avery Weems threw, 2 days ago? Is that right? Yep. He just threw one inning, though, so there's a possibility that he could pitch. 1-1. Soft roller off the end of the bat, third base side. Ornelas picks, throws on the run to first. It's low, and Chavez picks it out of the dirt in time for the out. Oh, great play on both ends. Castellano down to second, and Hernandez out at first on a great play. One out here in the eighth. Gentry to the plate. He's 2-for-3 tonight with a walk. Runner at second, 6-5. Frisco trails bottom half of the eighth inning. Boy, Ornelas is still learning third base. He's been a shortstop his entire time playing baseball as the pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Really, when he played at third base, it was this season when Ezequiel Duran would play short. And then with Luis Angel Acuna coming up from High A Hickory about a month ago, he's shifted over to third a little bit as well. A month and a half ago, I guess, now with Acuna. But he still loves third, or still loves short, I should say. Asked him, how do you like in third? And he smiled and he goes, yeah, I like short a lot more. We'll leave it at that. Not that he doesn't like third, but just prefers short. Natural shortstop. And he's been a good one this year. Quick mound visit from Garcia. He's back behind home. 0-1. Pitch in. Line drive into right field. Zavala coming in. Plays it on a hop and stabs it off to his right. It's off his glove. Castellano getting waved around third, and he comes in to score an insurance run for Northwest Arkansas. 7-5, Naturals lead. It's a single for Gentry into right field, and then an E9. They give base hit, no error, actually. So RBI. And John Rabe to the plate. The pitch. Low off the outside corner. 1-0. 7-5, Rough Riders trail the Naturals now. That's a big insurance run because the Rough Riders had 9-1 and 2 due up in the top of the ninth. 1-0. High pop-up left side. In fair territory, Ornelas back from his third base spot, and he makes the catch as Acuna came over from short. And usually you'd see him go behind because you don't want to get in his path of vision, but he went in front. Ornelas still made the catch, and there are two outs. Here's Robbie Glendinning. The pitch is low off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Glendinning walked in the sixth, reached on an error and scored in the fifth, and a couple groundouts before that, including into a double play. Toss in, fouled back, 1-1. Seven runs on nine hits for the Naturals. Five runs on nine hits for the Rough Riders. It's 7-5. Royals affiliate out in front. Corbett tosses. Swing and a miss. Back pick down to first. Not in time. 1-2. Two down in the inning. Glendinning straight-legged from the right side. And the 1-2. Got him swinging. Slider low and away for strike three, and there's the final out of the eighth inning. One run across, though, on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Last ups for the Rough Riders, needing two to tie, three to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders and Naturals, and it's 7-5 Northwest Arkansas out in front of Frisco. Zach Bigley with you, and it's 9-1-2 due up in the inning. Brainerd Chavez, Luis Angel Acuna, and Evan Carter will come to the plate against Walter Pennington. Pennington, the left-hander. Chavez will bat from the right side as a switch hitter. Chavez has had a great night. 3-for-3, three singles. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Chavez has singled to right, singled to center, and singled to center. The pitch. On the ground, foul right side. 0-2. Walter Pennington making his second appearance in this series. He threw a scoreless inning, allowing just one hit, getting a double play behind him in the Rough Riders' 9-2 victory in the second game of the series. He brings in the 0-2, just shuttled high of the zone. And it's 1-2. It's a good part of the order to have. Chavez obviously has had a good night, and then you have the top of the order. The pinch. Low of the zone, 2-2. Frisco this season, when they trail after eight innings, obviously not a lot of people or teams are going to have a very good record at all. They have three wins this year. The pitch. Ground ball back to the hill. Pennington spears it. Turns his body. Underhand flip over to first base is in time. And there's one out. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. 1-for-4 today with a run scored. Came back in the fourth. Or the fifth, I should say. Rough Riders are 3-51 in games where they trail after eight innings. Not a great record, but crazier things have happened. Stretch from Pennington to the pitch. Ground ball to third. McCullough swallows it up. Slings sidearm high to first, but Glendinning keeps his foot on the bag. Two outs. Final hope is Evan Carter. This has been a stretch over the last 16 games in which the Rough Riders are averaging 8.8 runs per game. Can they push a few across? They would need at least eight to win it. Two outs, and the pitch to Carter. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 with two walks, a single, and a run scored. Jonathan Ornelas on deck, and you'd love to get Ornelas another at-bat. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Low. Two balls, no strikes. Ornelas picking up a single in the seventh. He is now just two hits away from tying the franchise record for the most hits in a single season. 2-0. In the air out to left field, chasing Gentry back to the warning track, still going. Reaches up, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Northwest Arkansas wins it. 7-5 the final in the penultimate game of the 2022 regular season. We'll be back to break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Rough Riders fall 7-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Fireworks going off here at Arvis Ballpark on this Saturday night as the Rough Riders fall 7-5 to Northwest Arkansas. Zach Bigley back with you on the post-game show. Rough Riders, they fall to 37-30 in the second half and 73-63 overall on the season. But hey, the great thing is it doesn't matter. The Rough Riders clinched the postseason in yesterday's win, so that's good. But the Rough Riders, of course, would still love to pick up as many wins as possible down the stretch, and they'll get one more chance in the season finale tomorrow. Final line scores, Naturals 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 9 of the base paths. Rough Riders, 5 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors themselves, and they stranded 6. Final game time, 2 hours and 43 minutes here at Arvest Ballpark in front of 4,358 screaming fans in Springdale. The win goes to Anthony Veneziano, 6-9 on the season now. The loss to Josh Smith for the Rough Riders, and Walter Pennington gets the save with a 1-2-3 ninth inning as well. The Rough Riders we'll try and come back tomorrow and finish out the series with a victory and finish out the season with a victory as well. 2:05 first pitch time. We'll be on the air at 1:50 for the pregame show, and that's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made the broadcast possible. For all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 1:50 for a 2:05 first pitch as we finish off the regular season here in 2022. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.